What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
And today we are talking about tigers. We're talking about paper tigers, which instantly brings to mind an origami saber-toothed tiger of immense size, like chasing you down in your dreams, catching up with you, and then just tearing into you with a thousand paper cuts and just ripping you to shreds.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of a stand-in for many different things. Historically, a paper tiger was a stand-in for a country that really had sort of no political might, but posed a threat or was trying to pose a threat.
Okay.
But then it's been sort of used in the vernacular to mean like some sort of threat that that doesn't really have any physical manifestation, and yet it can't help but chew your brains out.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you... If you go ahead and apply the actual paper aspect of this to paperwork, as this podcast is coming out, we're smack dab in the middle of tax season. So, you know, everyone's, even though there's less, I guess, paper involved in it if you're doing it online, but still, all the paperwork of getting your taxes in, like, that is a huge paper tiger, because we were talking about this yesterday. It's not only the stress of the moment, it's like an entire year, maybe an entire life's stress, about money and about finance and about your various spending habits and life choices, you know, houses, your marital status, all of these things just wound up into one confusing task. And if you get it wrong, if you mess it up, then you end up having to pay more money or you go to jail.
Right.
It can be a high stress situation.
Well, see, that's the thing about these paper tigers is that they do cause stress. And just even saying taxes, I noticed this, and maybe it's because I've had too much coffee this morning, but my palms are beginning to sweat because I'm starting to think about the anxiety that I've had before in trying to do my taxes. And as you mentioned, if you mess up, whoa. That can be like a year-long nightmare to try to repair.
More paperwork, yeah.
Yeah. So that is what we are talking about today, because this is very interesting, this lightning-fast physiological response that comes from the paper tigers, real or imagined, and really having their beginnings in real tigers, like saber-toothed tigers, right?
Yeah, because this is one of those examples where we go back to a mythical prehistoric plane, where primordial humans are hanging out, and occasionally saber-toothed tigers jump out and eat them. You know, ignore the actual archaeology of this example, but it's, you know, the idea that there was a time when humans didn't have it knocked, and that every day was a life and death battle with the environment, and a predator could just decide to eat you.
And this is something called the stress response, right? It's really important to have the stress response, particularly in this example. So what is happening when you're having this kind of response? Well, your heart rate just goes bananas, right? It goes up. Your blood flow increases. Your digestive system actually begins to shut down because, you know, you don't want to be digesting something. You want to use that energy to confront the problem in front of you. Same thing with your immune system. That gets repressed. Because, again, the bigger threat is in front of you, not some sort of germ that your immune system is trying to fight off. So temporarily, your body says, hey, immune system, you can knock it off for a couple minutes while we're trying to figure this out. And then, I think this is so cool, your eyes, the pupils in your eyes actually dilate. And they do this because they're trying to take in more light, because when they do that, you have this temporarily increased vision. So it's almost sort of like the superhuman moment that you have, and it lasts just seconds.
Yeah, all the settings change. We go into this fear mode, this fight or flight mode. And we've discussed before when we were talking about memory, that even memory gets kind of twisted about. There's that the idea that, you know, that everyone thinks that they remember exactly what they were wearing and eating on, say, 9/11, or they're, you know, older when Kennedy was shot. But in reality, the brain kind of bypasses those memories and lets you not, makes you think that you remember those things. Because ultimately the brain is saying, don't worry about your cereal. Don't worry about what you're wearing. You're in a stressed out mode. You need to worry about survival.
Yeah, it's macro, not micro. We don't need to know details right now. We just need to know if this is a real threat in front of us. And that flight or fight is really defined by the adrenaline coursing through our bodies, the cortisol, which is the stress hormone that gets released. You probably have heard these examples of a mother or father picking up a 1,000 or 2,000 pound car to try to release their child stuck underneath it. And that's a good example of this sort of superhuman strength or these abilities beyond ourselves that we can evoke when we are experiencing the stress response.
So yeah, your body charges up to fight something or to run away, to take all of this energy in these new settings and apply them to either beating the tar out of a saber-toothed tiger or running as fast as you can so that it does not eat you.
Yeah, and it's one of the reasons why humans have been so successful as a species, because, you know, this allows us to have or to make rapid fire decisions and act on them. And a lot of times, particularly when we use that example from the past, saber-tooth tiger, they can have life-saving outcomes. All right. The problem with modern humans, I suppose you could say, is that stress can be bad when you have insidious levels of it.
Yes.
And when I say insidious levels, I mean that our body doesn't distinguish between a real saber-toothed tiger and, well, to some degree, and a paper tiger, right? Because the stress response is the same no matter what. So if I have a deadline approaching, or this is a classic one, you think that you have sent an email to just one person and you have this paranoid feeling like, oh my God, I just sent it out to the entire company, and your palms begin to sweat and your heart begins to beat fast. That is a reaction that is over exaggerated. Right. For the actual instance, but it still feels like a threat. And this can be really dangerous to, you know, long term, to have this constant sort of low level stress about you. As we had discussed in our episode about the epigenome, these are the kind of things, stress, that can flip those switches, that the switches that control diseases or disorders.
Yeah.
Right. And, I mean, it has a big effect on your cardiac health, right? Because you've got inflammation in the arteries. You've got all sorts of things going on that stress can do to your body. And I think this is kind of fascinating, too, that increased cortisol levels, which come from the stress response, can actually begin to affect insulin production. And that insulin can then make that decision about whether or not to burn off fat or to store it. So if you are at a constant low level of stress, it's a lot harder to lose weight, because it's keeping, you know, all those fat stores in your body.
Yeah, I mean, it ultimately, again, comes down to this idea that all this stress builds up, and then we're supposed to release that stress in the form of a fight or a flight.
But we don't.
But we don't. It's kind of like if you imagine a situation where the tiger, the saber-toothed tiger, almost attacks a bunch of times. Like, you know, it's just kind of stalking, toying with the prey.
I like the stalking analogy.
You know, it's just
kind of
wear you down. Like, when is it going to attack? When is it going to actually, when is this actually going to go down? And the stress keeps building and building. But then, you know, what if the tiger never attacks? Because, yeah, I can't help but think back to our previous use of the saber-toothed tiger example when we were talking about humor, the idea that that laughter emerges when something that was perceived as a threat is suddenly realized to not be a threat. And then what happens? We laugh. And this is interesting too, because then what is laughter but this full body experience? You could almost look at that as a means of burning off some of the stress energy through the laughter. Like, oh, I can laugh about it now. But where do you reach that point with some of these paper tigers? I mean, even after you send in your taxes, do you ever really laugh and say, ah, ha, ha,
my
taxes are off. That's great. They're done. I can laugh about it. Not necessarily.
You're just trying to insert your laughter yoga agenda. I see where you're going with this.
No laughter yoga agenda.
All right, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we will talk about bosses who attack.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use this directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles in a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. And we've been talking about, you know, what happens when there's a perceived threat. We build up all that stress in your body. And then as an organism, we're supposed to then release that stress by either fleeing from the thing that is endangering us or fighting the thing that is endangering us. But what happens when that the thing that is giving us all this stress cannot be fled from and cannot be directly opposed? What if it's something like your taxes or just like a massive amount of paperwork you have to get done?
Or what if it takes an actual like human physical embodiment in the form of your boss, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
because really, if you could fight your boss, you could could run from your boss, you could quit your job and move to a different city, never see that boss again. Both of these options are on the table. But generally speaking, within a society, within a culture, we have all these weird rules. You know, when you lay culture over any kind of biological reality, all of these complications come up. So you end up in this situation where you're like, my boss is my enemy. I want to fight him or her. I want to flee from him or her. But neither of those are an option because I need a job. And this is where I am. This is who I am. You know, so you can't take either of those options.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, it's like your boss has a boss too and is experiencing the same thing when his boss or her boss comes and stands over him or her, and begins to tick off a to-do list, right? Or to say, you know what? Something got screwed up. You begin to feel that stress response. Cause again, it doesn't matter if it's a real saber-tooth tiger or your boss just looming over you, you know, that you begin to get anxious about the situation.
Yeah.
So, of course, there are things you can do here other than actually going mano a mano with your boss, which, as you pointed out, is probably not a good idea. You've got to have some sort of release. And we've talked about a release in the form of meditation before, or yoga, laughter yoga. But for my money, I have to say that I think that exercise, that burst of energy that you talked about, when you think about our ancestors running from a saber-toothed tiger, that I think is the thing that is most helpful here.
Yeah. I mean, because your body wants to run. So get on a treadmill, run a little bit, you know?
Well, and you've got a chemical cocktail in your body swirling around with no outlet, right? So that's why we get those low, you know, the threat may have disappeared, but later on you're still stuck with the effects of stress. So if you can burn off those chemicals in the form of exercise, well, then you've just accomplished the same thing as running from a saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah, so high-intensity exercise is a good way to handle it. Also, sleep. A good night's sleep is a good way to do it. I mean, we've all had that situation. I mean, hopefully we're all at a point where we realize that if you're stressed out about something that might be a little silly, like Monday night, go to sleep and see if it's still bothering you Tuesday morning. This is, I highly recommend, you have a nasty email you're about to send out to somebody, let it set. Let it wait till the next day to actually send it and see if it's still as important 24 hours later.
It's true, because the idea here is that you just want to lower your blood pressure and return to normal and get out of that heightened state in whatever way that you can. So again, it makes sense to me to just do something for 30 minutes to burn off those chemicals. And by the way, studies have shown that when you do this, this regular exercise, that it also helps to control stress in future episodes. So you don't have an over-exaggeration or as much response to whatever stimuli it is in front of you.
Yeah. I've also wondered to what extent violent video games, or even just mildly violent video games, provide some sort of outlet like that as well. Because if we're building up this feeling like we need to fight something, then maybe it does bode well to then go home and shoot a bunch of robots. I don't know.
Yeah, but then you don't have the physical expression.
That's right. You're still, if anything, you're maybe just massaging that that feeling a little bit when it really needs to be throttled.
Do you think that we could institute HSW dance-offs in the office to, like, release our stress?
I think it might stress out some people.
That's true.
I don't know. It, you know, everyone has their different release. But, I mean, for my own part, I definitely see, like, a big difference. Ever since I started doing yoga regularly, mm-hmm. I've found that, like, if there's a week that goes by where I don't actually make it to yoga, like, my stress level all week is just a little higher for not having that that release.
Well, we had talked about the default mode network, too, and that's really at play here because it's that chattering midline of the brain that you have to quiet. So if you can do that through yoga or meditation, then you can help to tamp down the response to stress as well. But again, exercise, too, quick way just to blow it out of there.
Yeah. I mean, you don't, you know, it could be as simple as a quick dance off. It could be as simple as get up, go outside, walk around the building, come back in, you know, just do something to burn off some of that that fight or flight chemical cocktail that's brewing inside you.
Yeah, so
threatening to blow.
Those are just a couple of ways to shred those paper tigers.
All right, well, let's call the robot over here and get some quick listener mail. All right, the two that come to us today here, these are actually Facebook messages. The first one comes from Anonymous. Anonymous writes in and says, "Hello, Robert and Julie. I love your podcast. I'd like to share with you a response to your regurgitation celebration podcast. It really helped me accept that vomiting is a natural part of life and can actually be beneficial depending on the circumstances. Unfortunately, vomiting for me is maladaptive. I have panic disorder and OCD, and I inevitably vomit in response to a panic attack. My panic attacks are only perpetuated by the fear of vomiting in public. As a result, I obsess about vomiting 90% of the day. Cognitive behavioral therapy has helped me manage the disorders. I just wanted to drop you all a line and let you know that your regurgitation episode has given me a new outlook on vomiting and makes me feel less alone when I do vomit from a panic attack. Sincerely, Anonymous." Well, that's really good to hear. You know, to whatever extent, you know, any of the information that we share through the podcast can, you know, provide individuals with a you know slightly different you know hopefully more positive outlook on the body, on their behavior, on the world around them.
Because regurgitation is really at the end of the day a defense system, right?
So yeah.
It's gone a little bit of awry in that case, but to know that it is a defense system is I think comforting.
Yeah, I feel like when I was younger, I definitely I was just scared of vomiting. I was just like it would just freak me out. But then the last time or two that I got really sick, I realized this is going to happen and. I'll feel better for it. It's going to be disgusting, but I'm going to feel better. And it's, you know, my body wants to vomit, so I should want to vomit. So there you go.
That's a good bumper sticker, by the way.
Yes. It's kind of long, but I think it would work. We also heard from a listener by the name of Andrew. Andrew writes in and says, "Love the show. Have you guys done a show on the placebo effect? I'd like to hear your take on the topic. Keep up the great work." And yes, we did do an episode on the placebo effect titled "The Placebo Effect: Brain Over Pain." And that was published in 2011. But but if you go to the RSS page for our podcast, you can find it there in the list. And if you want to find that RSS link, it's always at the bottom of any blog post that we put up about the episode. So just look for it there. But yeah, that was a cool episode.
You know, speaking of paper tigers and stress, sometimes I think about that instance, and I don't know if we covered it specifically in that episode, the placebo one, but I think about the person who was in a drug trial and they were taking the placebo, but they knew about the side effects and they had taken the side effects to heart so much so that they ended up at the emergency room in horrible health because their body began to shut down.
Yeah.
And I think, God, it's just so powerful that the brain, the mind over matter, really.
Yeah. I mean, with the paper tigers, you end up almost feeling the possible negative outcome to whatever you're doing. If you start thinking about, oh, did I send that email out to the entire company or just to my friend, you really start experiencing the reality, physically, of having sent that out to all of these people. You start putting yourself in a virtual fear environment in your own mind.
Yeah, and just like this little death
that
you begin to experience or think you're experiencing.
Yeah, and not the good kind.
Nope.
So,
that
was another episode.
Right.
So, hey, if you guys would like to reach out to us and share some thoughts on this or other topics, we'd love to hear from you. What are your paper tigers? And then to what extent have you been able to defeat them? Let us know. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Tumblr. We're Stuff to Blow Your Mind on both of those. You can find us on Twitter, where our handle is Blow the Mind.
And you can also drop us a line at blowthemind@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.